Hello. Before we let you listen to this week's episode, we'd just like to give you a gentle warning that some of the content may cause offence. So perhaps if you're easily offended, you shouldn't listen. This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Good morning, readers, and welcome to Sunday Supplement episode 20. Yeah.
Good morning. I hope you're wide and awake and ready to go downstairs, have some cold muesli with water, and then we'll go for a nice long run in the park. When I say park, I mean graveyard. And when I say graveyard, I mean quarry.
What if people aren't listening to this in the morning?
Well, if they aren't reading this in the morning, I don't know when they'd read us. Perhaps lunch breaks. It could be during lunch breaks, in which case, eat your sushi quickly because the boss is coming.
Did you know, right, that you don't have to pay VAT on food that isn't cooked?
Really? So sushi, but yeah. The sushi rice is cooked.
Exactly. So do you pay VAT on sushi?
Ooh.
See, we must be getting obsessed with financialisms.
Financialisms are very important.
5 months ago, we'd never have been talking about whether sushi was VATable.
Well, 5 months ago is when you learnt how to talk, so...
Yeah, that's true. Also, I learnt another fact this week.
That you can touch your own knees with your balls because you're that old.
Do old men's balls get droopy?
I imagine so.
But they're already wrinkled.
Yeah.
So wouldn't they get...
less wrinkled. And therefore droopier. Oh, it's like the backwards thing.
Yeah.
If something starts out wrinkly, does it then get younger? Like Dale Winton.
And Anne Robinson.
Yeah, I think that's science.
Yeah, it probably is.
Apparently it's science that the Beatles were entrepreneurial capitalists who didn't give a donkey nose about music. No, according to a Cambridge guy, which I saw on Yahoo News.
They didn't care about music, they just wanted to make money, is that...
Yes, that was the thing. I'd say it was both.
How dare they make money?
No, he was saying, you see, at the time nobody listened to the Beatles, and now everybody thinks everybody was listening to the Beatles, and they didn't have any fans. Basically, John Lennon was just a hamster or something.
He thinks because he didn't listen to them, no one else did. What about Shea Stadium?
What about Shea Stadium? Yeah.
It was full up with screaming people.
Yeah, but they probably just crashed a football match and, you know, everybody's a bit annoyed.
You really have embarrassed yourself there with your lack of American sporting knowledge.
Americans do that screaming stuff about anything. They go mental over ticker tape. Now, I've seen ticker tape on a parade and it's the most tedious thing because literally it's just dragging string. I mean, that's all a ticker tape parade is. Just, you know, why would you celebrate ticker tape like that? I don't understand. What has ticker tape ever done other than go ticker?
What is ticker tape?
Literally, it's a machine that puts dots on a long bit of paper, and how often it puts dots on tells you some sort of information. But I don't understand why Americans think that that's brilliant and they
have parades about it.
Yeah, they're very odd Americans. They don't drink tea and they celebrate ticker tape.
None of my interesting facts were about my balls or ticker tape or the Beatles. It was about...
I didn't realise you have an interesting fact. You should say these things.
Jean-Luc Picard is going to be in Doctor Who.
No!
Exactly.
You can't have birds near Doctor Who. You're scared of them. He freaks out.
Anyway, did you buy a paper this week?
Of course I bought a paper this week. I bought
did you
a paper.
Really?
Yes.
Did you really buy a newspaper?
I bought a newspaper, yes. It has the word news in the title.
You got the news of the world?
Yeah, of course I did. Do you want to know why?
Because you didn't have much time to read?
No, because it came with free stickers.
Ooh,
High School Musical 3 stickers, High School Musical, yeah! And you get an album and everything. And it's like full of information, like from the moment they met on holiday, Troy and Gabriella knew they had a special friendship. And it's full of all of these 30-year-olds pretending to be children. It's a bit weird, but I like it. And I got stickers and you don't have any stickers, so I think I've won already.
I went out with the express intention of buying the Sunday People because we've never done the Sunday People. And
Is that even a newspaper?
Yeah. I thought, I'm going to do the Sunday People, right? And I got to the newspaper shop and found the Sunday People and it has no supplements in it.
No,
So I spent the next 15 minutes agonising over which paper to get, with a security guard eyeballing me like I was about to nick one of them. And so I bought the mail on Sunday, so he would think I wasn't a thief.
I see, because the mail on Sunday actively stops thieves, because if you try and put them up your jumper, little knives come out and lacerate you.
Which is better than stickers.
It's not. Stickers beat that.
Cut out and keep then. This is where we decide which is the best bits from our supplements.
This is where we teach Simon how to explain things more interestingly.
Okay, you want it more interesting, do you?
Yes. Exactly. You're rubbish. Right, let us continue. I've got basically two main supplements in the News of the World. It's only two, but the two are of high quality. I've got Rated and I've got Fabulous. So that's basically how I'd rate myself anyway. So I wouldn't rape myself. That would be disgusting.
I'm not sure you could. How can you not give consent for yourself to do something? Like, except if you walk into a door jam or something like that.
I don't know if you count it as rape, but occasionally I will eat a lot of chocolate brownies and then feel sick afterwards. But I really like chocolate brownies, but I don't want to eat them.
Yeah, but...
I don't want to
eat
them.
You do it, though. So I do. There is a sort of element of consent there.
Yeah, but I don't. It's against my will.
It's not. It's only against your will after the fact.
No, it's during and before.
No, you don't go, oh, I can't, no, I'm not eating this. Don't put it in my mouth.
This is just getting sexist now, because you're saying that I'm abused by chocolate brownies and you're not taking that seriously. And that's exactly the sort of thing which means people don't report these crimes to the police.
What, brownie rape?
By the way, can I just say, just in case, what's really awful about this is the brownies are in fact a girl guide movement in the UK. So it sounds awful.
Anyway.
No. Oh dear.
What are you going to cut out and keep?
Well, it's on the same sort of theme, because it's in Fabulous Reports and it's called My Stalker Got Me Arrested. And it's about this woman who got stalked by an ex-lover. You know, and it's an interesting story. But the reason I want to cut out and keep is because of who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Boudica Fox Leonard.
Wow.
Seriously, Boudica Fox Leonard.
That's a proper posh name, isn't it?
That's a made-up name. That's who I get spam emails from, I swear.
We get a lot of spam emails in our Hotmail account.
Tesco Diets are still sending us stuff because they want Simon to lose weight. And actually, you know, I'm getting to the point now where I'm thinking I might join Tesco Diets.
All right, so you're not even cutting out the article, you're cutting out the writer's name.
I think I can win with Boudica Fox Leonard. What's the name of the other lady who I really liked?
Cadwallader.
Carol Cadwallader. Now, Boudica Fox Leonard and Carol Cadwallader, if you had them in a Dan Brown novel, even he'd rub those names out. Dan Brown obviously writes in crayon.
I'm going to cut out and keep.
Oh, I see. Moving it on.
Yeah. I'm going to cut out and keep the entire reprinted short story by Ian Fleming, The Quantum of Solace.
Whatever.
I think that's better than your stupid name.
I don't think The Quantum of Solace is better than Boudica Fox Leonard. And if you're going to include that, I want to cut out and keep High School Musical 3 album, because that at least gives you joy.
No, because yeah. That's not a supplement. That's a giveaway. This is in the supplements.
This is a supplement. It's the same size as a supplement. It's a book full of stickers.
It's a free giveaway. They don't do it every week.
Yours must be a free giveaway.
No, it's in the U magazine. But I think it's pretty cool. And the film is not at all going to be based on this short story. Because this short story is James Bond having a cigar with a fat governor in Nassau, talking about a young man whose wife cheated on him.
I think they might go West Wing with this next James Bond. No violence, just a lot of talking and rustling shirts.
Well, they should, because literary Bond is much better than Daniel Craig's Bond. God, Daniel Craig's Bond is just a rugby player. He wouldn't defuse a bomb. He'd just headbutt it until it stopped. Or went off.
I find Daniel Craig's Bond reminds me very much, and this is a bit of an in reference to UK audiences, so apologies, of the latest series of Harry Enfield and Paul Whitehouse. The Australian, I mean the South African gym instructor. Reminds me a lot of Daniel Craig.
But what's really interesting is where the name Quantum of Solace comes from. Are you interested?
No, it's a rubbish giveaway, and it's a giveaway, and it just goes to show you have no good articles.
It's not a giveaway. It's within the supplement. It's not like Octopussy, which they gave away a few weeks ago as a little book. It's the reprinted magazine short story that it's based on. I really like Literary Bond. He spends most of his time in the books just almost dead in hospital.
I find reading Bond, the best character to play Bond would be Kevin Eldon.
Again, that's quite a specific UK reference.
Yeah, but at least everybody can Google that.
True.
True.
That is true.
Google Kevin Eldon.
So it comes down to a classic short story by Ian Fleming or
Boudicca Fox Leonard. And I know who I'm going to pick to win. Boudicca Fox Leonard. Boudicca.
Well, I win, clearly. Clearly.
Hello, I'm doing a dance.
James Bond.
I'm doing a dance.
James Bond.
Dance.
James Bond.
Boudicca.
James Bond.
Boudicca.
All right, let's settle this the only way we know how. And
height! Height through height. I'm tallest, I win.
I was going to say, the only way we know how, which is for me to concede for some spurious reason. So, yes, you win because you're taller.
Yes!
Let's play Article or Farcical.
The famous, most best bit of the entire show.
Wow.
That everybody looks forward to.
Famous, no. Most best bit. No.
Yes.
No, the best bit's the very end.
What, when you're crying because you lost?
It was a self-deprecation joke.
Oh, I see. Well, sod that.
You don't do self-deprecation, do you? I forget these things.
Well, I can do self-deprecation and I can do it a lot better than you can.
Just give me the articles.
Okay, so if you don't know this, by the way, where have you been for the last 20 weeks?
Don't explain it for a 20th time.
No, I do need to explain it because we get new listeners every week, and they call themselves listeners rather than readers as well, which is appalling. What I've done is I've gone through the supplements of the News of the World. I've pulled out three articles, unbelievably weird articles, and I've added my own article, which is a farcical, which is all made up. And what Simon's got to do is he's got to get the one I made up from all the others, which are actually in the News of the World. So, Widow of Opportunity.
Because it's not got an N, it's like window. I understand.
But it's a widow of opportunity. Allmod.coms.
I understand.
What's like allmod.cons?
Allmod.cons, I see.
Yeah. The Trinidaddy of all holidays. And the last one. Is this an article or is it a farcical? Priest shuts the flock up.
Right, because it sounds a bit like...
Yeah. That's about a priest who isn't speaking because he's not getting enough donations from his flock.
So until they pay him.
Yep.
Pay me, because the church isn't a business.
It's a charity.
Well, it's not.
But no, it's a nationalised industry in this country.
Well, yeah. What isn't?
Well, yeah. Along with the banks.
Well, we were nationalised last week. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. I now have to give credit reports back to Gordon Brown saying, actually, I quite like the Scottish accent. Well done.
Right. Widow of Opportunity, that sounds like a stupid article in... Is it Fabulous that you have?
It is Fabulous, but that wasn't in Fabulous, actually.
I think it's either Trinidaddy or Shut the Flock Up.
What about allmod.coms?
No, that's
an about...
That's an
about,
article. Don't bore about, me with its content.
I'll tell you what it's about if you like, because some of our readers may be interested. That, dear readers, is an article about a website where it's a bit like eBay, except basically it's all free, so you could just give away stuff.
Like Freecycle.
Yeah, and they kitted out a flat worth about £4,000 in furniture, and they got it all for free, which I think is a bit unfair, because, you know, there are people in genuine need of, like, free stuff, and the newspaper bought it all and set up a flat, which they're not even going to live in. And they're like, oh, it looks a bit cheap, but it's all right.
That's an article. Trinidaddy or Flock Up? Shut the Flock Up. Trinidaddy's a great line, and Shut the Flock Up is a nice idea, but I don't think it's true. I'm going to go...
Come on. I mean, all this agonising. I mean...
Trinidaddy is the farcical.
You say Trinidaddy is the farcical?
Yes.
Well, where should I do this? Well, let's start with allmod.coms.
Yeah.
Now, that, I have to say, is in the news world. It's a genuine article in Sunday's News of the World. Right. Hurrah. Priest shuts the flock up. That's a genuine article!
Yes, of course it is.
So now we're tossing up in many ways between Trinidaddy of All Holidays and Widow of Opportunity. And you went with Trinidaddy of All Holidays. You say that is the farcical?
Yes.
Sticking by that?
Yeah.
You know that hesitation means that Simon is wrong to stick with that, because that is in the rated travel section, whereas Widow of Opportunity, I pulled out of my bottom. Oh, yes! Izzy wins. Winner!
Trinidaddy, that's too good to be in the News of the World.
It's very good, isn't it? The amount of puns in this paper, like, 49k, they must be round the bends. And that's all about Mercedes. But Widow of Opportunity, literally, I just nicked that from the thing, because there was one called Window of Opportunity. And I thought, ah.
You misread it when you first saw it, you mean?
I win!
Let's talk travel.
Oh, where are you going on your holidays?
I don't go on holidays.
I know you don't. They don't let you out the country.
Well, you don't go on holidays either.
I go on holidays. I went to the Isle of Wight this weekend. It was amazing.
Oh, that's not a holiday, is it?
It's a holiday.
It's a day trip.
That's a foreign country, Isle of Wight.
No, it's not. It's a day trip.
I got freckles, so it's definitely a holiday.
You have freckles anyway.
But shut up, I do not! It's just that I stayed in the sun and now I've got even more.
What's wrong with having freckles? I like freckles.
They make me look a bit ginger.
No, they don't.
And I'll be ashamed like all my ginger friends, and the people will think I'm related to them.
You really want to do ginger jokes?
I'm saying ginger jokes. I'm saying that ginger people are actually properly bullied about it. And I think it's awful.
Of course they are.
And I don't want to be bullied like they are. So I'm not ginger.
I've got an article about swimming with polar bears.
That doesn't sound safe.
Well, it probably isn't, and most of the articles
so
about...
So, do they get, like, a polar bear to the local, like, swimming pool, shove you in with it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they've got this kind of fake polar bear habitat, and the polar bears swim around it, and you can get in with a wetsuit and have a swim with them.
That sounds awfully scary. Like, polar bears are the sort of thing I never, ever, ever want to meet, ever. Not even at a dinner party.
This is quoting the article. They're also the only predators that see mankind as simply prey, thus will happily stalk and scoff a human given half a chance. Nobody has told them that we are supposed to be the top of the food chain. So we're the natural prey of polar bears.
We kind of are, but seals as well.
Well, this is... The woman says she was in the pool in a wetsuit, and she realised that the wetsuit... probably made her look a bit like a seal.
Did it have whiskers on it?
Yeah, she's actually got flippers as well, and a ball on her nose.
That's sea lion. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd probably eat sea lions as well, though. I think polar bears, because they're so cold and grumpy all the time, they'd probably eat anything.
Do you think they'd eat themselves?
Yeah, they probably... I'd imagine, knowing carnivores like I do, that they'd eat each other's young. I mean, I do know some...
You don't know any polar bears.
What?
You can't claim that you know polar bears. You don't... Oh, you've never met a polar bear.
Met Boris Johnson.
Have you really met Boris Johnson?
I saw him from a distance.
Really?
Yes.
On your telly?
Yes.
Right, so your claim of meeting a polar bear is that you watched the news.
Rupert the Bear. I once met Rupert the Bear, and he must be a polar bear. Despite his golfing trousers, that bear is evil. Try to eat my head.
Can you beat this?
I can easily beat that. The travel companies have rushed to join ABTA after XL went bust. Its failure highlighted the importance of travelling with a financially protected, reputable firm. So the ABTA miss XL's difficulties. So they've got abatacadabra, miss XL's hell. Okay, I've got a serious one.
Hang on. Before you do this new one, new amendment to the Sunday Supplement Constitution. More stories about credit crunches and financial meltdowns.
You're rubbish.
No, that's the First Amendment of the Sunday Supplement Constitution.
That's all that's going to be talking about in the next 3 years, is how little money everybody has except for six people who didn't invest in the mortgages.
Go on then, what's your proper article then.
Cities Slicker. And that is all about how British cities are fighting back to combat a drop in holidaymakers. So literally they say, oh, we're going to make everything really good. So Chester is being revamped with shops and a market and art centre, and Blackpool is doing stuff, and Scarborough is doing stuff. It's basically that rebranding episode of Jonathan Meads.
That's a breach of the First Amendment.
Why?
Because it's about trying to get tourists back who aren't coming out anymore because they've got no money.
It doesn't say why they're not there. Mm. They might have plenty.
It's Scarborough, that's why.
You say about Scarborough?
I'm saying that.
What have you got against
Given the choice of going to Scarborough or, I don't know, the Mediterranean, most people would probably want to go to
most
the Mediterranean.
Most people would choose the grinding poverty of the North.
Yeah, I win, because you.
I
win because that's a breach of the First Amendment.
You can't make up First Amendment constitutional stuff. Otherwise, I get a gun. And you don't want to give me a gun, Simon, because I get violence. Anyway, I've also got stuff about swimming with dolphins. Not that I have time to talk about that, because you're such an arsehole.
Let's delve into the mailbag again.
It's both a mailbag and a female bag.
Well, it's neither, is it? It's a box. It's an inbox.
That's so sexist.
Hey guys, what exactly are your politics? At times you seem very left-wing. But you said you like Sarah Palin. Please clarify. And that's from Dan in Michigan.
That's not hate mail, is it? And why does he care what I think about Sarah Palin? I don't get to vote for her anyway.
I think it's possible to like Sarah Palin and absolutely hate and despise everything she stands for.
I kind of think that with John McCain. I do like John McCain, but only because he looks absolutely embarrassed at what anything he says.
I don't know what my politics are, if I'm honest. I know what I'm not, and I've noticed this quite a lot recently. People on Facebook especially have been listing their politics as libertarian.
Without realising what exactly that would mean.
Yeah, I think they mean, oh, it must be quite liberal. I think, yeah, libertarian, that sounds quite like you're a liberal. But I hope they know what it means, and you know, they're genuinely sincere about their beliefs.
Well, no, I think it's only possible to be a libertarian if you are American. We're not the land of the free, nor the home of the brave. We're the land of feudalism and the home of
Jaffa Cakes.
Jaffa Cakes, yes, and the NHS and nice things. I mean, basically, if you're libertarian, you kind of think that the free market can solve any problem.
I think that's clearly true, actually. I think the last few weeks have borne that fact out.
Actually, we got a letter about this. I should read it.
Okay.
It's actually wanting the 700 pence that's
the bailout we announced last week.
I want your 700 pence because it isn't my fault that dodgy mortgages were repackaged, thus fooling our banks into thinking they are borrowing safe money. Also, as a hedge fund investor, I only look after other people's money and take huge profits, but no financial losses when I f*** up. So what I've decided to do would be to buy a hamster to see if I too can be responsible. And it says, P.S. I hate you. This is what I don't get about libertarians, right? If you're prepared to say, okay, well, let's get rid of all tax and just rely on charity and goodwill of other people and privatise everything. One, everything will cost a lot more, but you'd also theoretically have more money to spend. But also, I kind of think, well, I should be contributing to things I'll never use. Like, I should be contributing to schools and I should be contributing to sewer systems. So I kind of think that in a libertarian society, you'd have to have people organising where the money went. You wouldn't have enough time to sort of say, oh, I better give to this and this. You'd basically say, hey, somebody I know, you know what needs to be done in this country just as much as me, you represent my views. If I give you my money, you can decide which private industry that should go to for me. And that's basically government anyway. I don't understand the fundamental difference, other than the advantage of government is you can run useful services at a loss and it doesn't matter.
I just want to say that according to the Quantum of Solace, James Bond has communist leanings.
And according to High School Musical 3, Kelsey has become an excellent pianist and Ms. Darbus is very pleased with her.
Let's powwow about health.
Oh yeah, because we're both prime examples of health. One of us goes exercising nearly every day and eats well, and the other is Simon.
How many brownies did you eat?
Shut up about the brownies.
My orangutan sensed I had cancer.
That's an excellent, excellent story.
Yeah, I was going to do some research on this, but is it true that animals can sense cancer, or are we just anthropomorphising them?
There's something about dogs smelling it, isn't there? I don't know if that's true or not. We need a skeptic to come on and tell us the science behind that. But I think skin cancer, it's possible for dogs to smell that because...
Well, they can see it, surely.
No, they smell it. They don't see it, smell it. Which is sensing. Wouldn't you love it? Going into the doctors and it says, right, Simon, I think you might have bowel cancer. We'll get the orangutan in.
That would be pretty cool if every single GP surgery had to have its own nest of orangutans.
Well, it would certainly stop them being an endangered species.
Are they endangered?
They're very endangered.
There's at least one, two, three, four. There's six in that picture alone. That's more than there are of me.
That's quite a few of you, Simon. There are about 6 billion.
I mean me specifically, not me generically.
Well, that is true, but in many ways there are too many of you. I think the world's far too overpopulated with Simon Dunns.
Can you beat orangutans?
Well, I can, kind of. I've got the high energy diet. It's literally, you could drop 7 pounds in a fortnight and you're like, that's not healthy. A doctor would recommend that you don't try and lose more than a pound a week.
Buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, you could buy a lottery ticket. That's pretty, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good way of losing money. For lunch, you can have one small tin of tuna in spring water with a green salad, plus one banana and one yogurt. But why would you eat a tin of tuna like that? Wouldn't you want to mix it with mayonnaise? I mean, really?
You should mix all your diet stuff up with my 5 of the best natural aphrodisiacs. You can have horny goat weed.
Oh, yeah, that always turns me on.
Pucker shatavari root.
Oh, yeah, because it just looks so much like a penis.
And catuaba bark.
Because a catuaba bark's kind of like, rather than, roo.
No, that's a chihuahua bark.
Oh, I see.
I think this is the bits of tree that fall off.
All right, so...
I win.
No, you don't win.
Clearly I win.
No, it's a high energy. So the whole point is, you know...
The orangutans are better than your diet.
All right.
Yes! So it comes down to a head-to-head battle for supremacy. Me having won almost every single week. It's probably about time that Izzy won and was declared the superior supplements and the paper that you should have bought last Sunday.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get each sticker from High School Musical and I'm just going to paste them all over Simon's mouth.
I'm going to throw in my Joker card this week. I win because I have a review of probably the best book ever, which is Cheetah, the chimpanzee from the Tarzan movie, has released his autobiography.
Oh, you see, that gives you hope one day, Simon. You'll be able to release an autobiography.
Yeah, they actually literally put a chimpanzee in a room with a typewriter, and this is what he came up with.
Is it Shakespeare?
No, it's just about swinging from trees and... looking at a man in a loincloth.
Was he the king of the swings, though, the jungle VIP? Did he reach the top and had to stop, and that's what's been bothering him?
Is that a reference to a song?
It's back-a-chicka, 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 ooh, 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 ah, 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 I'll get mad, baby. Hubba-lubba-lubba-dubba-da, hubba-lubba-lubba-doo-dee, hubba-dubba-dee-ba-da, boo-ba-da-ba-da, zookadoo, zookadoo, zee-ba-da, habba-da, yoo-hoo-hoo.
I withdraw that as a Joker card if that's the response it's going to generate.
And also, hang on, you've got the Daily Mail, don't you?
I have the Mail on Sunday, in fact.
So you've got that Piers Morgan thing.
For God's
you haven't
sake.
Mentioned it. You've got Piers Morgan. Is he in there? What's he talking about?
Oh, I did read it, actually. He did a voiceover for Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, I saw that. It's literally, I like to eat steak.
That took him 45 takes.
Oh, my God. It's awful. I really don't care how Piers Morgan wants his steak. And if he wants cracked black pepper, I'll put it up his bottom.
He's reading a script. He said he didn't agree with anything it said. What a whore.
That's awful.
Yeah.
You can't win with Piers Morgan.
No, you're right.
Yay, so I win.
Yes, you win. The paper you should have bought last week was the News of the World.
With the best puns in the world.
So there we go. That is Sunday Supplement for another week. Oh, I just realised in the letter section we didn't give out our email address, which is sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
You can also contact us through the Facebook group.
And you can visit our website, www.sundaysupplement.com, and dig us there if you like.
You can also send hate mail to Simon.
Yeah, it always seems to be directed at me, the hate mail.
I think they recognise the authority and the charm in my voice, whereas you come across as a sort of troll. I don't know why. A troll loser. Can you hear that?
On which note, as the builders seem to descend on Izzy's place of recording.
I don't know if you can hear that, readers, but that is people digging up my street. And when I say digging up my street, they don't think, hey, what a funky street to be in. I mean, literally digging it up. So that's not going to annoy me all day. That'll be fine.
So, should we go before the noise gets unbearable?
I think we should. I mean, your voice does really great.
My voice is really great, that's true.
You know, it's really grating.
No, it's really great.
Ting.
It's really great and ting, yes.
You're not and ting, just ting. If you want the 700 pence, do write us in. If you want to ask us any questions, like our politics and why is he a communist? I'm not really a communist. I just like welfare and I find socks. Nationalised socks, that's what I want. Just to keep warm feet.
Bye-bye.
I hate builders.